This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've got the delightful moment. We've got Ozzy back. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. We are delighted that they are back sponsoring our guy, Ozzy Guillen. And Ozzy joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Morning, Ozzy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Sorry, I was in Venezuela. I didn't use my cellular phone that much back then. Sorry, I couldn't communicate with you. I'm doing great. Very well. Very excited with a new channel on TV to see the White Sox. We did the pre-season show yesterday. Everything went well. I'm very excited to see this ball club perform, to see what kind of ball club we're going to have.
Welcome back, Ozzy. It was great to see you at CHSN. It's great to see you back with Chuck talking about the White Sox. Just curious, you have just recently returned back to town. What do you wonder about this team? What have you learned since you have returned, and what are your expectations?
You know, the best thing I hear so far is the way Venable, the manager, went through his business. You know, he's just very low-key. I'm very excited because I talked to Bruce Bochy about asking questions about him. Mm. You know, when you have that type of a baseball man coming in town with the situation the White Sox have and what they need to do and what they're going to do, bring a guy with that experience. You know what I mean? He's coaching under great managers, Joe Maddon, Alex Cora, Bruce Bochy. He's working in the front office with the Chicago Cubs. I mean, this man is doing it all. Now he had the opportunity to be manager. Obviously, we should know exactly what kind of ball club he's going to have. I think it's what I see him talking with the media, very low-key. It's not about talking, it's about doing stuff. And I like that situation. We don't have that situation a little while back with the White Sox. And I'm very excited to see him working with the guys, working with the kids. I think he's these guys he did everything in baseball to get what he gets, and I'm looking forward to see him working this year. Looking forward to see development those players, get the best out of them, and you know what I mean, make sure they get one. I look at one way to see White Sox baseball. You know what I mean, I don't expect them to win that many games, but I expect them to play good baseball day in and day out, and I think they're willing to do it now. They don't have that many names on the lineup. They don't have that many guys with a different attitude in the lineup, with a different way to watch a baseball game or play the game. I'm looking forward to see this type of players because they had to show they're good enough to be in the big league in the future. Future for White Sox, hopefully, with the trade they make over the year, work for them in the next few years.
Ozzie, are you surprised that not many of their prospects have made this team? In other words, you know, the catchers, we know Teal and the other guy are down in the minors. We know that you know, neither Kelson Montgomery nor Chase Meidroff are going to be playing with the big league club. They're down in the minors. We know we don't know. I guess it's Jacob Amaya by process of elimination, or I don't know who's playing shortstop. And
Brooks Baldwin could be
Brooks
a candidate.
Brooks Baldwin would be a candidate. Yeah. He hit a lip. Amaya probably better defensively, but can't hit. And Baldwin hit last year in the minor leagues, but not when he went to the big club. I mean, when you look at how they're going to line up, we don't even know who's playing where. We got theories, but they haven't announced their lineup. They're probably waiting until Thursday, and it's Wednesday. It's crazy.
Well, it's a funny thing about it because obviously it's the same way they start spring training. They find out who's going to make the ball club. Now, I'm very pleased the way they use those guys. That you're not ready to play in the big league yet.
Yeah,
we need to give you more. We're going to give you more time. Make sure those guys grow up together. I mean, those kids out there, I think it's a little younger to be in the big league level. They know, they say, hey, just give more chance to them to play, you know, to get better, his game get better. And I think when they come up, I like that idea. And right now they got away because they had a couple guys hurt. Maybe Sosa be starting at second base.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things going there. Before Unity, I love the way, I said yesterday, not because you're the opening day pitcher, you're the ace. It's not working that way, especially with the White Sox ball club, because most of the time in baseball history, who was the opening the pitcher was the guy that spent a lot of money.
Yep.
The guy just win the Cy Young Award. You know what I mean? So many things. I like that. And I just said yesterday, I said, no, because you're the opening day pitcher, you will be the ace. It's not the point here with the White Sox. And I think it's a good idea to make sure those guys get more mature, get more playing time in the minor leagues. When they're ready to come to the big league, they come together and play together. That's pretty good moment for the White Sox. They're going to bring all those guys together. So a lot of organizations did it. The Kansas City Royals did it. The San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
And the Cubs did it. At one point, the San Francisco Giants did it with all those guys, with Posey and all those guys together. And I think right now, White Sox had a great opportunity to make that happen. Maybe middle of the season, maybe next year. We have to be patient. But I expect those guys to take the field. Baseball. Last year, we lost a lot of games by one run because we just give things away. We just give it away. And I think hopefully this year, those guys, they go do the little thing. Play as a team. It's a team. A lot of people say, not because you're in the same building with your teammate, that's not a team. A team is the guys take care of each other, back each other up, getting people behind. You know, not because you make one mistake, go say it. You know what I mean? I don't care if you have one day in the big league or you have 30 years in the big league. Say it. They say, this is why you not do this? Why you not move the guy over? Why you not run hard? I think baseball changed in that particular area. Like the players now, they like, oh, if I say something, you know, going to like me, you're going to hate me, my teammate going to hate me because I'm vocal, because I'm with somebody, I let my coaches, my manager do that. I think that's not a team. The thing is, like, can you pick each other up? Can we stand up and motivate the guy next to you? You criticize the guy next to you. You talk to those guys. I think that's a team. And I think having those guys together with the right group of coaches and manager, being in the game for a little while, I think that's expect a lot of great things happen to this organization.
Okay,
I don't say pretty soon.
Yeah. That's right. A great way to look at it. I think you have to look at it that way. But I want to look at it another way, though, because I think I kind of feel a little disappointed, because at the beginning of spring training, Colson Montgomery was presented as a guy who had an opportunity to win the shortstop job. And then when he was sent down, Chase Mydroth was given the opportunity to win the shortstop job. And while there is value in bringing them up together on the same timetable and not rushing them to the majors, I do think that there's an element of disappointment and maybe even a reason to wonder about the player development here, because they aren't at the major league level at a time when maybe some people were given the reason to believe they might, they could be, or were given the opportunity, but they did not take advantage.
Well, I think they did. I think they earned and they deserved that, because the opportunity wasn't there. But I think the way I look at it, I'm far away from spring training. The way I look at it, I think those guys know, well, you know what? They look good in spring training. We got the opportunity, but I don't think they're ready to play through the season. You know what I mean? I'm a Montgomery fan. You know what I mean? We watch him more than anybody because Chuck loves him, and we got to watch this kid every day on TV. Oh, Chuck is upset with this guy. And I've seen it. And to be honest with you, I don't what's crazy about him. I don't. I'll be honest with you. I see him down in the minor league. Everything is, he was a Deadpool hitter. You had a home run or nothing. Defensively, I say, well, he can be a shortstop, but I don't know how big he's going to get when he gets to the big league. When he aged a lot, I think he'd be a corner guy. But in meanwhile, I think, you know, the way he plays shortstop, he's been trying to weigh thing. I think he got better. Obviously, I'm going to see him through the year because we got TV everywhere. The only thing we see was the triple A games, watching the future of the White Sox. But I think you're right. It's just so many things you can go. You can go either way. Say, okay, guys, get to the big league and suffer, or go to a minor league, get some more bats. Then when we think when you guys ready, come out together. I think that's how they think. I mean, we don't know exactly, or I don't know exactly what they take. I might ask Pettibold next couple of days, or I might ask Chris Getz about the ideas they have. Hopefully they told me that, you know, how they feel, what they say, because right now we got to wait and see exactly what they think.
You know, I think, Ozzy, the problem that not necessarily that I have, but friends of mine have, is believing in young players, believing in the future as opposed to the right now. And I think we've been down this road and we've seen prospects, and there was a time when Yoan Moncada was the number one prospect in baseball and Eloy was like seven and they had nine guys, and you thought this is going to be something spectacular, and then it never fired. And so here you are trying to rebuild again, and I think you lost a lot of people. And I think that when you look at their pitching staff, you can make an argument that last year they had an all-star pitcher who opened on opening day. They had a guy in Fetty who was a good, solid pitcher. Now what do they have? Like, can you trust that five-man rotation? And meanwhile, six guys have just undergone Tommy John surgery. So it's like believing in the future kind of, it keeps you from being able to understand what's happening in the right now, right? I mean, I don't think people are buying look down the road.
Oh, it's a funny thing. The sixth guy got Tommy John. That's easy to say, guys. That's easy. And I keep saying that day in and day out. Guy from the minor league, guy from college, high school, you don't throw hundreds. It's very, very, very low to be in the big league. All of a sudden, they try to put those guys to throw harder than what they can. That's one thing about, I don't know much about pitching. When you have, Steve Stone on the phone,
yeah,
on the show, ask him, because I don't know. But I think that's the problem. I come from Venezuela, Winter League, a lot of guys, 16 years old, 14 years old, you don't throw 90, we're not going to sign you, don't throw 95. And they build those guys that way. And on the other hand, we don't know the future. We don't know what those kids are going to bring to the table. When they trade those guys, I was disappointed. Obviously, White Sox fan. But in the meanwhile, the question was, if we win with those guys 2 years, 3 years with them, with the organization, I doubt it. Then I say, oh, well, you know what? Let's trade in to see if we can get something good for the future. With the reveal 2 years ago, my favorite player, my favorite person, Jimenez, I heard every 2 seconds. You know what I mean? They bring those guys together, and they look good on the team. But I don't say I don't think I'd see them hungry. All of a sudden, they got a couple home runs. Here's $10 million a year, 7 year contract. Go get it. Oh, I signed my contract. Who cares? You know what I mean? I don't care what people say. Yes, you feel that way. I'm secure. I'm not hungry. I got it. No. And now people mentality is different than the way it was when I was a young player. Because when you sign 2 years deal, that's the most you can sign back then. 3 years deal. You're like, oh my God, I got to show people I earned that money. Now, like, okay, I got my money.
You're done.
Who cares?
Ozzy, you're the best. I thank you, buddy. We got to run. Right, really appreciate it, pal. Right. Great to have you back.
Thanks, Oz. Right,
thank you.
Tune in to Ozzy's Outlook presented by Four Winds Casino every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. Listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape. Great to have them back. Great to have Ozzy back. And
more Sox talk.
Yeah.